Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. If you need to invest but have no tolerance for risk, what can you do? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Since there's no investment tool that has the potential for appreciation that doesn't have some downside risk, be sure your investments outside of the stock market are well diversified. Diversification is what helps keep your financial boat afloat during rough waters. Put money first into tax-advantaged vehicles like 401ks, 403bs, 529 college accounts, and supplemental savings accounts, and then look into well-diversified money market mutual funds. Be sure to shop around since they all have different fees. Also, consider bank certificates of deposit, even though they yield a very small return. The range maybe 1 to 2%. And short-term bond mutual funds, which although there will be some fluctuations, will yield a return of 4 to 5%. You can get an even higher rate, sometimes double, with high-grade corporate bonds versus treasuries. Just be sure to choose ones that are managed actively by professionals. And finally, for the reluctant investor, there is cash. Cash is always king and certainly another option for your money outside the stock market. But there is a cost for just parking your money. Remember, the person who favors cash has no risk, no gain, but will net a loss in the long run due to inflation and taxes that must be paid on that money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.